This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington, where the National World War II Memorial has been dedicated this holiday weekend. For weeks now, veterans have been traveling from across the nation to see it.
My name is Pete Logan. I'm 83 years old, and I was on the USS New Jersey for 3 years, and we were in the Pacific.
And I'm Auguste Angelic. I'll be 80 in June 15th. And on the invasion of Iwo Jima, I was in the air. He was on a battleship.
Yeah.
I was the radio operator on the, what the hell airplane was I on? The B-24. That's right, he's right, B-24. And we have one terrible day. We got hit very bad. It was on Kure Naval Base. The shell went through the radio compartment, and we were losing altitude all the time. Then, all of a sudden, there was a problem with the what kind of fluid?
Hydraulic fluid.
And they said, save everything, all the urine, coffee, save the hot chocolate, do not drink anything, and put it all together and get ready to pour everything in. And he said, now, put everything in there. And it did the trick, and we had breaks, and that's why we're here.
My name is David Rosoff. I'm 82 years old. I went to the Army in January of 43. We were fighting in the Atlantic first and then to Russia, bringing all the supplies to Russia. And we landed in Tunis and went through North Africa, then over to Italy, to France, and Germany.
The day the soldier was be awakened because of some noise that was caused. They got up and they started shooting. People shot at them, they shot back. Or you ran. It was cold. Food wasn't much. Go here. Dave, take your men and go over there. We didn't know what was going on.
Well, I'm Mimi Vrabel, and I'm 81. And I'm from New Jersey, Rockaway, New Jersey. I was in an Army field hospital, and we got sent to India, and I was up in the Assam Valley in India where they had a couple of airfields where the fellows used to fly the hump to go over to China.
My name is Cal Aders. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 78, and I went in 43 when I graduated from high school. We started out and we headed for the eastern border of France, and then we started going across Germany. And then Patton ordered us to go on into Czechoslovakia and liberate the city of Pilsen. It took us 3 nights without sleep to get there and get it cleaned up. There hadn't been a sign of a person or a dog even in the town, but all of a sudden they came out on the streets, and I have never seen an outpouring of distorted faces, crying and laughing at the same time, and they were all screaming, Nazda, Nazda, and I didn't know till later that's Czech for welcome, welcome. They're, quote, valiant liberators. We were a bunch of scared kids hoping to come back alive.
Thank you. I'm Major W.E. Thomas. I'm 83 years old. I participated in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. I was with the 1st Parachute Battalion. We landed on Gavutu, which is part of the British Solomon Islands. We had 28 killed, and my commanding officer was killed. He was killed right beside me. They were outstanding Marines, and it was unfortunate, but that's what happened.
Veterans at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Photos of that memorial are at npr.org.